the Saturday Light Brigade. That's Eddie Erickson. And I'm surrounded. There's no boys in this. No offense, Mr. Palumbo. But we're going to hear about the Fairchild Challenge winners coming up in just a moment. Eddie Erickson, that was for you, Ella. I hope you enjoyed that. The Children's Museum is open, and I hope you'll stop by and see us if you come and visit. The Fairchild Challenge is an event that is put together by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens, and it challenges a number of high school teams. And this month's challenge winners are from Moon Area High School, and you're going to get a chance to meet them in just a moment.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial Audio Solutions, providing configurable audio playback and streaming software solutions to radio stations, webcasters, and businesses around the world since 1998. Additional information is available at spatialaudio.com. That's spacialaudio.com.
Well, it's now 16 minutes after 10 o'clock, the Saturday Light Brigade, a public radio tradition since 1978. And I'm going to turn to Steve Palumbo, who is from Moon High School. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
And what do you teach?
I teach Oracle, and I work with the gifted students as well.
Well, that's terrific. Oracle is in the computer?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's a nice addition to our high school.
Yeah, I mean, that's a business structure a type of program that a lot of folks don't learn about sometimes until they're actually on the job. So we're talking about the Fairchild Challenge, which is hosted by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. And we have winners from Moon Area High School with us today for this month's challenge. And what was the challenge exactly for the month?
They had to do a skit or a some kind of play to promote health, and our students did an actual skit for the event, and it turned out really well.
That's got to be a lot of fun. Now, has the school participated in the challenge before?
Yes, we have. We've participated over the last several years, and we enjoy it a lot. It has different sections and parts to it that allow students to partake in some, all, and show their strengths. There's photography things, there's theater things, research. So it's a good program to open up to a lot of students.
And the Fairchild Challenge helps kids get in touch with botany and things natural, the environment, and some of the things you'd expect from Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens.
Yeah, and it focuses on things that are going on in Western PA, which is good.
That's excellent. Well, let's meet members of the team here that won. I don't know if everybody is here. Is your team larger than...
We're missing one student.
Who are we missing? Should we say? Oh, wait, you know, I know who we're missing. We're missing Val. Val is missing, right?
Yeah, Val Stamen's missing.
Okay, so Val's missing. So we've got Val. Sorry you couldn't be here today, but let's meet who we have, and we'll start with you. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. I'm Dana Murray.
Hi, Dana.
Hi.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in ninth grade.
And everybody's from Moon High School. Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening now or online?
I don't know. I just like to say hi to all my friends back at school.
Well, terrific. And let's see who's right next to you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Julia Michael Brink.
Hi. And what grade are you in?
I'm a senior this year.
And do you have plans for college yet or after school?
I'm not really sure where I want to go right now, but I'm leaning towards the pre-vet zoology major.
Oh, excellent. Are you getting a lot of pressure from people saying you need to make a choice, you need to apply, you need to do this?
Not really. My parents are really on the, you know, just make sure you know what you want to do kind of thing. So I'm taking my time with this process.
Excellent. Are they here?
My parents are not.
They're not here. They get credit for being laid back about that. How are you how are you supposed to know, for goodness sakes?
I know, right?
It's hard to figure out. Would you like to say hi to anybody?
I like to say hi to my parents. Hopefully they're listening right now. And my sister, who I know she's at dance right now. But hi.
What's her name?
Her name's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. She could dance in this musical, right?
Yeah, I know.
Use some dancers, I think. Let's meet who's next to you. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Taylor Kovaleski.
Hi, Taylor. And you are the sister of Jenna. You're a senior?
I am a senior.
Okay. And did I get that right? No, wait a minute. No. Dana is...
Yeah.
Dana is Jenna's sister.
I'm Jenna's sister.
I was so close. I was doing so well before that. And I identified Taylor off the air. I picked her out from the lineup here. And now I just showed that I have no skill whatsoever. Have you thought about the school, life after school yet?
I'm not sure on what school I want to go to, but I know I want to practice speech pathology and minor in English.
Oh, excellent. That's terrific. Why did you choose that?
I really like working with people and helping them achieve like the best that they can offer.
Well, that's terrific. And do you want to say hi to anybody?
I want to say hi to my parents and my sister.
Excellent. And is that your sister?
Yeah.
You can say hi on the radio later if you want, if your sister lets you, because this is her moment in the sun. But usually siblings say hello. Now we go to Sister Dana. Hello.
Jenna?
Our sister. No, okay. Who's been up?
That happens all the time.
Who's been up since 6? Anybody? Oh, okay. Actually, since 4. Okay, I'm tuned in. It's Dana.
Jenna.
No, it's Jenna. It's Jenna. You guys really do resemble one another, too. Jenna.
Hi.
I'm all set. Tell me about yourself.
I'm a
senior. Or Dana, whoever you were calling.
Yeah, I'm a senior, so we're not twins. We get that a lot, though. But this Fairchild Challenge is actually my senior project
with
the school. So I'm coordinating it at both the high school and the middle school because that's new for the middle school this year. So I kind of meet with Ms. Schuster and got this whole thing together. So
Congratulations. That's a lot of work. I'm going to come back to you to explain it a little more in a minute. Do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'll say hi to Ms. Schuster because she couldn't be here. So hi, Mrs. Schuster.
Hi, Ms. Schuster.
She's at debate. So
nice to have you here. And finally, we have with us
you. Vaughn.
It's Vaughn. Hi, Vaughn.
Tell me
about yourself.
I want to go to Slippery Rock next year for pre-K through 4 and special education dual major. So.
Oh, terrific. And you're a senior?
Yes, I'm a senior.
And it's nice to meet you. Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'll say hi to my mom.
Excellent.
Because she's awake.
Well, I'm glad she's awake. And now let's go right back to Jenna. And can you explain a little bit about how you organize the response to this challenge?
Well, first of all, me, Vaughn, and Val got involved in the challenge when we were freshmen. So we actually participated in the same sort of challenge. It wasn't the same prompt, but it was about living in a world without plants. So we created a little mini musical back then, and we got first place then, too. So
That's really a good So the challenge given by the Fairchild people was a world without plants, and you could respond to that challenge in all sorts of ways.
Yeah.
And you chose the mini musical as the way to respond?
Yeah, that was when we were freshmen. So this year, the mini musical prompt was about a healthy lifestyle and the different causes of healthy lifestyles. Like, so basically, we looked at it, like there are many different ways that you can become overweight. And we kind of analyzed all of those ways in a fun little musical.
And the idea, everybody responded by musicals, the other schools as well, or did you have other possibilities?
Yeah, pretty much. I think every group had a little song they sang throughout their show, but it didn't have to be a musical. You could just do a plain skit, but I think a lot of people liked the fun of adding some music. And there were some great instrumentalists there, too, that provided their own live music, so that was really cool.
How cool. And the Fairchild teams, do you all get together monthly, or is it less frequent than that?
Well, for us, with this challenge, this was specifically a group challenge. Some of the challenges are individuals working on their own. But for us, we all have really busy schedules. So we kind of work together at lunchtime to put the script together. And then after that, we learned our lines pretty much on our own and worked on our own. And then we met a few times beforehand to put it all together and add props and costumes. It was really cool.
That's great. Are you going to get to meet other Fairchild Challenge schools, participants in other school districts?
Well, whenever we did our performance, we got to, everyone watched each other. So we kind of sat in this little room, one of the really pretty rooms at Phipps, and we got to interact with the other kids, and we had time while they were judging to kind of talk with the other groups. And it was
cool. So you actually did. I wasn't sure. I know you were all together at the beginning, representatives from the different schools, but you do for each month of the challenge, you get to come and see each other.
Yeah, at least for this one. I'm not sure about the other ones just because those are things you just send in, but for this one, it was cool that we got to meet everybody.
I see. Yeah, if it's essays or works of art that can be judged kind of remotely, you don't necessarily have to be there to perform like you're about to do. Does anybody need to help? I should also turn to Mr. Palumbo. Is there anything to help set this scene up? I get the feeling, Mr. Palumbo, that you just kind of let these girls and Val kind of have at it and do it without a whole lot of guidance.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? They've been, like Jenna said, they've been doing it for the past 4 years, so they have a good basis of what to expect and, you know, different things. And they're very creative kids, so it's kind of, you give them the prompt and you let them go, and that's when they get to show what they know.
They're the pride of, is it Beaver Grade Road? Is that where Moon is?
That's where it used to be. Now it's on University.
Oh, no, it's moved. It's the old Beer School Road on University
right.
Road. Okay. Well, are you set? Are you ready? Do we have to introduce the context? Or I guess you're going to do the whole thing, so it's going to be clear. So here from the Fairchild Challenge from Moon Area High School. And the issue here, the challenge was what causes healthy eating and diet and lifestyle, and I can't wait. The name of this, by the way, is Mr. Healtho.
Yeah.
And the Mr. Healtho and the Veggie Factory. Incidentally, a perfect musical for just before Halloween.
Our story starts with a playground lunchtime scene. Sally and Bertha are eating on the swings. Sally is wolfing down two Big Macs while Bertha nibbles at a salad. Jeannie and Trudy enter, both eating chips, noticing the McDonald's wrapper near Bertha's feet.
Bertha, you're so fat. When you go to McDonald's, they ask you what you don't want.
That's not mine. I've never even been to McDonald's. Oh yeah? Then why are you so fat? You could sell shade.
Whoa, guys. Lay off her, all right? I'm the one who eats two burgers a day, not Bertha. And to tell you the truth, Jeannie, you don't have much room to be talking.
Oh, yeah, well...
Hey, it's not cool to make fun of people. It's just mean.
Stop in the name of exercise!
Who are you?
I am Mr. Healtho, defender of all that is healthy. And this is my trusty sidekick, Dr. Beats.
Hello, children.
Anyway, I am here to give you lucky children 4 green tickets to my magical veggie factory.
What's this all about?
It's all about all 4 of you having an issue with lifestyle choices. About 20% of kids ages 6 to 11 are overweight.
But I'm not fat. Just look at me.
I wouldn't be so sure, Sally. There's more to an unhealthy lifestyle than just carrying some extra weight. And we're here to help. Let's go.
Welcome to my veggie factory.
Whoa, this place is amazing. Just look at all the exercise equipment.
And check out that door, the inventing room. Mr. Healtho, can we go in?
Yeah, can we please?
All right. Settle down, children. Dr. Beats, lead the way.
Now this is where we design new ways to make healthy eating fun.
Whoa, look at all those carrots.
Now these are a new carrot I'm working on. They taste just like candy, but contain the nutritional value of veggies.
Awesome. Can we try one?
Yeah, please.
Can we, please?
Okay, you can have just one each. We haven't yet tested the side effects of eating more than one. Oh, no!
No, don't!
Wow, these taste so good. I want to eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Oh, no.
I told you we hadn't experimented with eating more than one.
Eating healthy food is good, unless you eat more than you should. Moderation is a key. Next time you should listen to me.
The nurse is just down the hall on to the left. She'll take care of you.
I think it's time for us to move on.
Where are we going next, Mr. Haltho?
We're going to the Exercise Equipment Center!
Now here's a little place for you children to play and have some fun. There are a ton of things to do here, so go wild!
Hey Sally, wanna go play on the jungle gym?
Yeah, let's go!
I hate running. Ooh, TV! Well, life's about...
choices.
Click. Ah!
What's going on? Where's Jeannie?
Is she okay?
Oh, she'll be fine. She just needs to realize the consequences of not getting exercise.
When you watch a lot of TV, more unhealthy you will be. Get outside, throw a ball, play tag. Your life will be more than a drag.
Let's move onward and upward, children.
Okay.
Now what?
The final test. You two are going to have a race. The winner gets a special prize.
Come on, Mr. Haltho, that's not fair. There's no way Bertha will even make it to the finish line.
Let's just run the race and see who wins.
On your mark, get set, go!
Woo, go, go, yeah, kids, run faster,
run,
come on,
woo! Let's go!
Woo!
And Bertha is the winner!
Yeah, woo!
What, Bertha? I didn't know you could run.
Well, even though I'm overweight because of my genetics, I eat healthy and exercise for at least an hour every day.
Being healthy is about life. Your choices could lead to strife. Be careful of what you eat and you do, like Bertha, Haltho, and Dr. Beets, too.
Congratulations, Bertha. You win my fabulous veggie factory. You earned it.
Being healthy is cool.
Congratulations. That was well done. Nobody's blushing. That was great. That was great. I could see it as a TV series. You need costumes. Did you use costumes?
Yeah, okay. Definitely. Yeah.
What did Dr. Haltho look or Mr. Haltho look like?
I was Mr. Haltho, and I had sparkly pinstripe pants on and a top that looked like a suit jacket, and then another jacket over it that had sparkles and a sparkly top hat and big glasses.
And I'm almost afraid to ask about Bertha. Was Bertha...
Bertha wore a fat suit.
And poor Bertha. I don't think I've ever met a Bertha, but they always use that name, you know, in that context. but as somebody who needs to eat a more healthy diet and exercise more, I could relate to all of this. Now, let's see, other characters, what did you all look like?
Well, Dr. Beets had on a lab coat and a stethoscope because yes, he was the brains behind the whole operation.
Dr. Beets.
Yes, he was,
I love
Mr.
it.
Mr. Haltho's sidekick, so.
And the other kids?
Trudy and Jeannie just kind of looked like two school kids. You know, we didn't need anything super special.
Well, you guys did a great job. What's your next challenge?
Well, I know the next challenge for Fairchild is about photojournalism. So we have a couple kids. I don't think any of us are part of that because every challenge we kind of let different people work with it. So I think we have two kids that are submitting entries for a photojournalism contest about the environment. So
That's great. And everybody gets a chance to shine at something they're particularly good at with a focus towards the environment and Western Pennsylvania horticulture. So that's great. Did any of you think of something you meant to say when we talked beforehand that you forgot to say? People you wanted to say hi to? Or
I just have to say hi to Bobby because last week when we won the competition, I was like, oh, it's a great day. We won. And then he took me to get my permit and I'm a little bit late for getting that, but after 2.5 years, I got my permit.
You got it.
He said, well, when you're on the radio, you better say thank you to me and hi, because I drove you there. So I just had to give a shout out to Bobby.
Okay, Bobby, way to go, Bobby. And did anybody else think of anything they meant to say?
Can we have our little sister, Jessie, say hi?
Of course.
She's 9 years old.
I was just motioning over that she should say hi. Hi, Jessie.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think of all of us? How did they do?
I think they did really good.
I did too. Where do you go to school?
I go to J.H. Brooks Elementary.
And do you do much with the environment in your school? Do they cover topics related to healthy eating or to plants and things?
Well, during science, we do a lot of that. And I remember in second grade, it was last year on Earth Day, we planted a sunflower. And we grew them.
Those are amazing how big they get, aren't they? Are you going out trick-or-treating?
Yes.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be the Mad Hatter.
Nice. Very good. Is anybody else dressing up for Halloween?
I am.
Oh, let's hear what your costumes are going to be. Before that, though, do you want to say hi to anybody, Jessie?
I'd like to say hi to my brother Danny and my dad. Happy Halloween.
And let's hear who everybody's going to be dressed up as.
I'm being a firefighter.
Excellent.
I'm going to be a pink crayon.
Very good.
I'm going to be the yellow M&M.
The yellow M&M. I like it.
I have bat wings. Does that count as a costume?
Yeah, of course. We can set them on fire and you can put her out. And are you going to be?
I'm going to be a vampire.
Excellent. And let me turn back to Mr. Palumbo. Anything else you'd like to mention about these girls?
No, I mean, they did a really good job. And it's always fun to work with them. And it's a great opportunity for the other students. And I look forward to working in some of the other competitions.
And I think he would say that even if you weren't here. I know he would say that. It's clear to me that I think it's clear you're a lot of fun to work with. Well, bravo. Thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much.
Happy Halloween.